Fucking took forever. All right, boys and girls, we got a interesting one for you guys today. For those of you who have been watching or listening to the No Bullshit Podcast, formerly the Corny-Ass Deluxe Podcast, you guys should know who the fuck Crispy Katz is, Greg Katz. He's one of our private clients that we work with inside of the Elevated Mentorship Program. We had a I think you were at, like, just got to 75 last time you were on the podcast, correct? Or last time we did an interview?
I was about to go to 75.
Got you. Okay. So what are you at, like, what are you at right now?
I'm at 150 currently.
Got you. Got you. Yeah. And, like, I know you say that a little bit hesitant too, because, you know, you also feel like, and we were talking about prior, you feel like you should be a lot farther ahead than what you're at right now, correct?
100%, bro.
Okay. I think, and the reason why I wanted to, actually, Greg wanted to come back on. Greg was like, yo, I want to fucking talk on this thing again. He wanted to go ahead and share his thoughts and his journey. Cause, like, honestly, like, Greg's journey from, like, what you were at, like, what, 40 to 75 when you first joined? You were at 40?
I think I was at, yeah, 40 bucks.
It's a completely different journey from 40 to 75 into 75 to 150. And, like, I kind of want you to bridge that gap of, like, I mean, why don't we start there, bro? Like, what have you learned along this journey going from 75 to 125? If you can give me, like, what's been, like, the biggest lesson, maybe just for you, or biggest change you've had to make in your life growing the business to that level?
Fuck, dude. I mean, I've gone through, I feel like, so many downs and ups, like.
Well, let's highlight the downs first, at least, before we kind of get to the lessons. So let's go through the downs. What were some of the downs that you experienced?
You just kind of, like, have, it's a lot of self-doubt, I feel like. I was always, like, I never thought I could get to where I'm at right now. Like, yeah. like when I first started cutting hair, bro, I had no, like, expectations of, like, where I could take it to, you know? And I feel like now it's just, like, you just got to keep, like, I just kept pushing and pushing. And you've pushed me a lot. And people around me have pushed me a lot to be where I'm at. And I feel, once you get into, like, a negative feedback loop, it's hard to get out of that unless you, like, yeah, reach out for help.
What do you mean by negative feedback loop? Like, give me an example, because I know what that means. And, like, because I've had to reach out to you multiple times to get you out of your shit and, like, be like, Greg, wake the fuck up. Remember who the fuck you are and get you back locked in. But what have been some negative feedback loops for you that you've experienced?
Kind of just feel like I'm not worth, like, what I charge sometimes.
Okay.
You know, and then there's other times, it's weird, man. I kind of go in and out of that. Like, I'm like, sometimes I'm like, ah, I'm the fucking goat. And then other times I'm like, ah, oh, damn, like, I've been lazy. I've been a sack of shit lately. Like, what the fuck is going on? And I feel like that's kind of like a lack of purpose, a lack of drive sometimes, you know?
So, do you feel like, because what it sounds like a little bit, and I could be wrong too, right? What it sounds like is you know, when you're locked in doing the work, you feel proud about yourself. You feel like, I'm doing the shit. But when you aren't doing the work, when you aren't doing the inputs, when you aren't doing the daily work, habits, studying, rituals and stuff like that, all of a sudden you're like, damn, am I a fraud? Am I worth this? Is that kind of correct for yourself, or is it something else?
No, definitely. That's definitely okay. What it is, bro.
Well, like, and here's the easy question. I mean, obviously we can laugh at it, but, like, what's so fucking hard about doing the daily work for that you've experienced in your life? Because I think, and again, too, it's like a dumb question, but I think, I mean, we know a lot of our private clients who will go into focus for a good period of time and then fall out. I know a lot of bars personally in the bar industry who will do that as well. Like, for you, what has been, like, those things or, like, that pitfall that's kind of, like, gotten you, like, out of that zone from actually just doing the simple work?
Truly just fucking laziness, bro, honestly.
Like, okay.
Just being a procrastinator, being a drifter. Like, I feel like I really, I don't know if, like, I mean, you obviously read the book, Outwitting the Devil, right?
Yeah.
I was just listening to it in the car actually earlier, and I'm like, damn, bro, I've been a drifter lately. Mm. And I feel like I just need to write down really, like, and really focus on what my actual goals are and why I want to get to that goal. Like, I was saying the other day on a call with DeJesus, I never really circle back on my why. Like, why am I doing this, bro? Like, why did I decide I want to, like, go up my price? Why did I decide I want to get to 20, 30, 40K a month, whatever? And, yeah, I feel like that's, I feel like I just kind of, like, went off topic. What was it?
No, no, I think, like, again, you drift, like, you're a drifter, but, like, that you drift because you don't have, like, you don't remind yourself of, like, the why, the purpose, which I think is also, too, that's the whole reason why you're even doing, like, otherwise, why are you doing what you're doing, right?
Yeah.
Like, I know for me, like, the why of, like, getting up every single fucking day, there's a couple reasons. One is, like, I know there's a lot of dumb motherfuckers in this industry that go ahead and doubt what we do, and I want to wake the fuck up and prove them wrong, right? And that always, like, lights me the fuck up. Secondly, like, I always need kind of, like, a combination of two. Maybe this will help you out, too, right? So I always need, like I always tell you guys, I need a common enemy. I need somebody that I got to fucking, like, I got to destroy. There's a winner and there's a loser, right? I'm not going to be the fucking loser. And the other side of it, too, man, is, like, man, I fucking remember how depressing it was being the barber, charging $20, making $2,000, and being absolutely fucking lost and hopeless. I remember just, like, so depressed. I questioned my life. I was so nihilistic day in, day out. And, like, I think it, like, for me, if I know a skill set in order how to like, get barbers to scale their business up. And, like, to me, before I go into that, what I found the most fun in, again, too, I was cutting hair. Right? I didn't enjoy cutting hair. I enjoyed growing the business of barbering, right? That's why I found a lot of joy of, like, growing and seeing something like all my hard work. It's like building up. That's why I found a lot of joy. And I think there are a lot of barbers in the industry who have lost hope or have gone through that period who, like, again, you just need to, like, find, like, again, to, like, that purpose of, like, growing something. A business, and just have some purpose of, like, I'm going to take care of this thing. This is my responsibility and I can get X result. And I think for me, I would be doing the barber industry a disservice if I left them to that old model, that traditional model that I knew left me depressed, when I have a skill set that can show barbers how to get, like, purpose or how to go ahead and grow something and then feel more alive, feel more proud of who you are as a barber, and then eventually get the fuck out too and make a lot more money while in the process of it. But for you, like, man, like, what are some practices? I mean, of course you're going through it right now. What are you doing on a daily basis, kind of refine this why and, like, kind of find that for yourself and like keep that top mind, top awareness?
What do you mean? What am I doing to, like, reflect on my why?
Well, I mean, you said you're trying to have a purpose, trying to have a why. Like, what are you doing? Like, obviously, you don't just, like, all of a sudden wake up and, like, oh, I have my why. Like, you have to think about it, right? Like, what are you doing constantly to, like, again, too, so you don't fall back out, to keep this thing strong and alive?
I mean, I have, like, a whole list of, like, affirmations I have on my whiteboard, like, right next to my workspace. And in the corner, it says, remember when your dad laughed at you for being a barber?
Yeah.
So I just keep thinking about that, and I'm like, fuck, man. Like, that shit pissed me off, bro. And it still pisses me off, you know?
Yeah.
And, bro, man, as much as I love my dad, bro, it's like he doesn't want to fucking see me win. And I'm like, why? Like, every time I've gone up on my price or I've, like, told him about how much I've made, like, he's, oh, that's cool. Like, it's never like, oh, I'm proud of you, son. And, like, as a young man, like, you want to hear that from your dad, you know? Like, and I just constantly, like, just think back on that, and, like, I'll never forget that. Him walking down, and I'm like, bro, I'm, like, charging $5 at that point. Maybe not even. Maybe doing free haircuts. And he made it seem like I can't either A, get into a barbershop, or B, just, like, make good money being a barber, you know? And I want to prove him fucking wrong, bro. And not only him, like, everyone that's ever told me, like, oh, you can't get to 100 or you can't get to whatever, da 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 da. Like, fuck you. Like, I'll show you, motherfucker. Like, I actually had somebody message me earlier. Some random kid, dude. I don't know if he's a kid or grown man.
Always some fucking random.
Oh my god, I was like, oh, I'm gonna fucking kill you, bro.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, it made me mad. Like, I kind of laughed about it at first, and I'm like, man, this guy really has no life, bro. Like, coming at me for something that I'm not only doing it for myself, but I want to, like, tell the next barber, the next young barber, like, look, bro, you can do this too.
Yeah.
As long as you do the fucking work.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think overall, man, like, that's, you have to keep those things top of mind, top awareness. Like, again, like, I'll screen record things that I see of people either talking shit about me or saying some slick shit. And every morning or every night, guess what I do? Go back to those motherfucking things. Be like, relive it, bet, locked in, right? And it's just like, you gotta keep those things top of mind, like, relive those moments. Have that thing plastered up there. Relive those things in your mind. you gotta be a sick fuck, man, right? You gotta be a little twisted, like, again, to like, and it's not in a bad way. It's like, these are the games you have to play to keep yourself sharp. Think about like Michael Jordan as a professional athlete, just playing games with himself in terms of mentally. How does he keep himself sharp? Making up reasons why, like, somebody's ever doubting him or somebody's gonna be better than him, whatever it may be. It's like, you do whatever to keep that edge. Like, winning does not matter at all, right? I mean, winning doesn't care how you get there. It's just like, just get there in itself. So, obviously for yourself, you know, obviously getting lazy, procrastination, that comes from, like, the why. You've worked on the why. What has been, again, too, that's, like, your pitfalls. I mean, like, the biggest lesson you've learned from going from 75 to 150. It could be about yourself. It could be about the barber industry. It could be about business in general. Like, what has been your biggest lesson?
Damn, my biggest lesson.
Or you can give a few if you need to. Like, just pop them off, top mind, top awareness.
Shit. Not many people want to see you win. I feel like you have to want it for yourself. That's, like, first things first. Like, that's a big lesson that I've kind of, like, learned along the way. There's a lot of people that say they want you to win, and I feel like low-key they don't. They're like just like a low-key, like a hater, but...
What have you experienced as hate? And like, because again, too, I talk about it like all the time. Like, I'll make posts about it, and then people will be in the comments like, oh, nobody hates me. I'm a barber. What the fuck? I've never experienced hate. This is so cap. I'm like, shut the fuck up. Like, there's people that have gone through. I've gone through it. So what have you gone through in terms of hate?
A lot.
Yeah.
Shit, bro. I mean, for one, like, I feel like my image.
Sure.
That's like, it's not crazy. I mean, I dye my hair, fucking paint my nails, like, and these are, I feel like I'm doing these things to piss people off in a way. Like, sure. I like the look of it, but like, it makes people mad. But I feel like the main thing that people hate on me for is charging like the prices that I charge.
What do they say?
That's not worth $150.
Yeah.
There's no way I would pay $150 for that. That's not $200. I'm like, all right.
It's bro. Like, what, like, who, like, I know for myself, if I didn't agree with something, I'm not going to take the fucking time out of my day to type a message to make it public that I don't agree with it, right? Like, what type of, like, sad fuck actually goes and does shit like that? It always surprised me, man.
No, it surprises me too, and I'm the people that like they literally don't even know me.
Yeah,
like, I've never met them in person one time, and I'm like,
yeah,
God, jeez, like actually, I kept seeing this one guy pop up on my shit, bro, and
yeah,
and I just messaged him one day, and I'm like, yo, are you okay? Like, seriously, are you okay?
Yeah,
and he got like real upset at first, and then ended up flipping on me, and he was like, yo, actually, I kind of respect you, bro, like. And you reached out to me. I'm like, he's telling me about, you know, his business. And I'm like, oh, that's what's up. Like, I don't really give a shit.
How do you have a business and hate on somebody, bro? I don't get that.
I don't either.
Yeah.
It makes absolutely no sense. But, you know, I feel like that's just how people are going to be at the end of the day, man. Like, they're whether they're, like, succeeding or not, they still want to find something to hate on you for.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, like, besides, like, again, too, we went over hate. We went over other people don't want to, like, really see you. What have been, like, lessons that you've learned? Just on, even, like about yourself going from, like, 75 to 150.
I feel like you have to adapt at every price point. Everything that comes to you, like, in life, like, if it's, like, a win or even a loss, like, you're gonna have to adapt some kind of way. Like, I feel like you kind of have to tell yourself, like, okay, that just happened. How can I pivot and do this in a way that works for me? Because there's been times I feel like I went up to 100, actually, bro.
Yeah, I was about to say, give me an example. Give me a good story, man.
Bro, I don't know if you remember this, but it was like December of last year, I went up to 100, and I was like, holy shit, I got here. I'm like, all right, what's next?
Oh, yeah, you just stopped doing shit. I was like, bro, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah.
Like, you stopped pushing.
Yeah, I was just like, fuck, like, what's next? And, like, it was like the winter time, and like, I don't know if this is how everyone feels on like East Coast or at least in like the Northeast area, but like when the winter comes around here, man, it gets cold. I get miserable. Like, I sure. fucking hate it. But
come to Florida. Come to Miami.
Shit, bro. That's soon. Honestly, that's yeah. soon on the bucket list. But I feel like I got in this space where I was like, all right, I got to 100. Cool. I still wasn't making the income what I wanted to make. And I also wasn't recording much. So, like, that was, like, I was like, fuck, I don't really have much to work on. I reached out to you. You're like, bro, just, like, start reposting shit. Or, like, start, like, repurposing old videos. Like, yeah. do something, bro. Like, what dude, the like, fuck are you
doing? Like, you're in a battle. Fight, motherfucker. You have yeah. to do something. You can't just lay down. And right now, you're just fucking laying down, Greg. I'm like, bro. Like, I legit was like, you have this, you have this, you have this. Go. Daily. Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah, bro. And I feel like it was like a analysis paralysis. Like I was just like, what do I do now? Like $100. Like,
Let me ask you this: did you feel like now that I'm at 100, I have to conduct myself a different way, or like I have to like be a different like business overall? Like, what went into that for analysis paralysis?
I felt like I feel like I had to like. Look different, dress different. I'm in a whole different world now, bro. This is $100. Like,
you went up like $25, bro. Chill.
Yeah. I was like, I don't know, man. I just felt different, and to be at that price point, and also I wasn't having many people like coming in to get a haircut or like many new clients at that point, and I was like, fuck, bro. Yeah. Like, I'm stuck, man. I only got and work.
Let me make this clear. He didn't have new clients come in because he stopped doing the work. Like, the thing is if you, like, and this is why I always tell, like, a lot of barbers, like, you better be careful with raising your prices. And, like, you better not fucking be a dumb fuck. Because if you raise prices and you don't know what to do next, or you just stop doing what you were doing, like, you will literally kill the business off. And I literally saw the business deteriorate on Greg. And I was like, Greg, I'm not going to let you do this. Wait, I think I FaceTimed you a couple times. Like, yo. What's going on? Like, are you okay? I was literally you to the guy in the DMs. Are you okay?
Right. Yeah. And bro, I appreciate you for that because at those times when I was like, I was feeling like, I don't know about depressed, but I was just definitely like sad. I'm like, damn.
You were
like,
just lost. I could just tell you were lost on like, it was like exactly what you said. You got to 100 and you're like, now what? I'm like, you keep going, right? You got to keep going.
Yeah, you're like not even half the race in, bro. Like, you gotta keep fucking pushing. And those times, bro, you were like pulling me out of a fucking hole. It felt like you were like, yo, here's the ladder, bro. Climb up this shit, bro. I'm helping you out.
No, it was literally, here's the ladder. Let me climb down, put you on my back. Come on, Greg. We going back. All right, bitch. Try it again. I'll give you kudos, bro. You did it. Like, you got yourself out of it, like, every single time. And, like, here's the thing. I will go to hell and high water for anybody of, like, the private clients or anybody I'm close with. As long as I know if I go to hell or high water, they're going to go ahead and reciprocate the energy going forward. If you didn't do a goddamn thing after that, I would be like, Greg, like, I tried, right? I can't waste too much energy on this because I got other private clients. But if you keep on giving the energy, I'm going to keep going back to war for you. And you just keep on doing it, bro.
Those times, bro, like, I was like, damn, I appreciate Daniel, bro. Like, because there's not many people. Like, I maybe have, like, one or two people that I can go to and, like, they'll actually give me solid advice. Like, not just like, oh, it's okay. Don't worry about it. Just relax. Like, no, fuck that. I don't want to just relax. I'm worried, bro. What the fuck do I do? You know what I mean? Like, I needed some kind of guidance to, like, I'm like, damn, like, I don't even think I was going on any Q&A calls at that time. Like, I was embarrassed, bro. I was embarrassed.
Yeah. I remember that too. And I knew that as well too. That's why I was like, Reach. I'm like, dude, I don't give a fuck. Just talk to me right now if you're embarrassed. Get it back fucking ramped up, and then we can be back on Q&A calls. But I need you fucking working. We need to talk at least, dog.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And that was around when Instagram was kind of going through some changes. So I was Yeah. I was like, oh, geez, like, now we're doing reels. Like, what the fuck do I do, bro?
Right. Like, and like I told you guys, like, again, too, like, everything changes and adapts. We, like, as long as we're good, we're going to be, like, the most favorable in the adaptation, we're good. Let all the other fucks die off. Like, and I could tell you were getting nervous about it. I'm like, Greg, just be patient. Watch what's going on, and we're going to attack and test the fuck ton, and then we're going to ramp the bitch up.
Yeah. And, bro, I fucking, like, at that point, bro, I feel like I really took over. Like,
yeah.
The covers, bro, like, my shit was fucking smacking millions of views.
I think that was when you first, like, we first started doing consultations, wasn't it? Like, when we first started shifting. No?
Voiceovers.
Yeah, that was the first thing was when we started shifting to voiceovers. Then we switched to the consultations. Yeah.
And I was looking back on, like, my old voiceovers and shit. I'm like, oh my God, these are terrible.
Dude, now, like, you know what I was up like, bro, what is this? What is it?
You're like, dude, bro, this sounds like shit, bro. Your energy is terrible on this thing. Like, what are you doing? He's like, you were like, oh, your captions are like, they're trash.
I'm like, dude, your hooks are terrible. Like, there's no point of this video. I wouldn't even watch it, bro. What's going on? Yeah. That's the thing. Like, you should look at the iterative process and learn from that. Like, and this should give you a lot of confidence too, Greg. You survived a shift, right? And I call it like character defining moments. You had a character defining moment. You were fucking down and out, and guess what? You rose up and kept on pushing through and adapted. And next time you see this thing, you're like, you're not gonna get down to yourself. Like, no, I've seen this before. I know what to do. I know these principles, right? I know exactly how to attack this. I know what to do. Boom, adapt. Let's keep it pushing. And it's just going to help you as you grow further, not only as in the barber industry, but as an entrepreneur beyond that as well, too, man. Yeah. Fuck, I mean, was there anything else? I mean, I feel like we just went pretty good on a couple lessons right there. I definitely want to touch on, like, I mean, unless you have anything else you want to touch on.
Not as far as, like, what we were just talking about.
Cool. I think the main thing, man, I want to touch on, too, right now, I mean, like, look, I mean, how old are you, by the way? You're, like, 30?
Chill, bro. I'm 31 actually.
30, bro. I gave you a year off. What are you talking about? I'll be 30. Fuck, I'll be 30 in December. It would be crazy.
19th, right?
Yep, December 19th. But yeah, man. Like overall, I think. I mean, you see. I mean, obviously, you're on the fucking live I was on with the boy, and like obviously, like there's like the, I don't know. There's like this stigma thing about like OG barbers versus young guys. I don't think there is. In my personal opinion, I'm not against OGs. I'm against the mindset that the like majority of OGs have. Or like there's an you can be a fucking 21-year-old OG mindset motherfucker, which is a traditional barber mindset. There is no like young guy versus old guy. There's no age thing. To me, it's just like, what's the mindset? If the mindset is like, oh, I can't do this, that's an OG mindset. Because literally everybody who's like older has that mindset. If you're like one of the younger guys with like this new era mindset, it's like, no, this is possible. I just have to figure it out how. You're not like shutting yourself down. You're like, there's a way. Let me go and figure it out. I guess from you being like an onlooker and also being in like, of course, the new era barbering company, like what's your views on like this whole thing that I guess transpired in the last week?
Shit, bro. I mean, I've talked about it a lot. Man, I got so many different views on it, bro. Like, I don't even know like, where to even start, like...
I mean, just fucking throw one out, and then we'll run with what we got.
I feel like when you talk about, like, the OG mindset, bro, a lot of people, I shouldn't say people, barbers.
Yeah.
They say, oh, I can't do that. And in my opinion, bro, can't means won't. I never told myself I can't do this. I looked at interviews from Berg, from Joel, from South Bay Chris... Tough, like I was like, fuck, dude, they did it. I could do it.
Yeah,
it's easy, bro. It's easy if you think it's easy. I mean, there's obviously gonna be hard times.
it's not that easy, all right? We go through a lot of hardship, but like I think that one of the hardest parts is just at least getting yourself to be open to trying, right? Yeah, at least take an attempt at it. Like, what's the worst that's gonna happen? You might scale further than like what everybody else is doing. Oh my God, is that really that bad, right?
Yeah. Shit, bro. Like I feel like a lot of barbers project their insecurities onto you.
Yeah.
Or onto me. Like, I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, just because you can't do it doesn't mean I can't.
Yeah.
Motherfucker, like, what?
I think it's just, I think it's because we represent again to like we saying like again in the new era, right?
Yeah,
and like
yeah,
who
yeah.
are like I'm very vocal about it. You're vocal about your pricing. Like, I think we represent everything that ever that they kind of slightly wish they were, which I feel bad for them, right?
Yeah.
And like again to like I wish they would understand they could do it. They just need to be able to like not have that like you know mentality behind it of like oh it's not possible or whatever that may be. What were your thoughts even on the live? Like were you on the live by chance or no?
Oh yeah, I was.
Oh live. Really? I didn't look. I had the comments turned off because I know it was gonna be a fuck fest, so I didn't see who was all up in there. But what was like how did you I guess like view it and what were your thoughts on it?
Well, there was a lot of people talking shit on like what we do and stuff like that, but
yeah,
in my opinion, bro, like there's always gonna be people that talk shit, but they just don't know how we do things or like that this is a community, bro, literally, like we help build each other up. It's not like, oh, that guy's charging way more than me, fuck him, like you're a fucking scammer, you're a fucking piece of shit, like bro, like I want to help you do that, bro.
Yeah,
like, it's not, people see us as bad people, and I'm like, if anything, it's helpful to the next person. It's not like a fuck you, like I got here, like you can't do what I do, like, well, you really can.
But I think they're mixing up the attitude, the confidence that we bring to our business. Yeah. That's the fuck you. It's like, no, there's a clear difference between fuck you and like I can do this, right? Yeah. And I think they're misreading that and misrepresenting it, because again, too, I think, you know, when you have a lot of confidence, it can bring the worst out of people, right? It can make people like feel very shallow and make people feel incomplete about themselves and wishing they had that. So they'll cast stones at you overall, right?
Yeah,
I thought it was interesting. Like, how many people? I think one of the most interesting things was like people thought like all you guys were bots in there dropping.
Oh
hearts
my
and
god, bro!
Somebody sent me something where Marv was just like, yeah, like, I think Deluxe sent, like, a bot in there. Like, there's no way that's real people. I'm like, dude, why do you think do you really think I care that much about your live that you've never had more than, like, 500 views on, right? That I dude. Would literally go in on and, like, yeah. bot the thing. Like, dude, I don't even have – I didn't have time. I was doing meetings all day before then. I literally hopped off a meeting, was like, all right, cool, let's do this thing, Marv, right? Yeah, it was like, those are real people.
That honestly, no. like – I couldn't believe that either. He said it on the next live. He was like, how my thoughts about the debate. And I was like, he's like, oh, what was up with those Eagles and the Purple Hearts? What was up with the bots? And I'm like,
yeah.
What?
I'm like, bro, just cause like your community doesn't support you like the we do, like doesn't mean it's a bot, right? Yeah. End of the day, like I know damn well, I mean like it was like a lot of people from the Elevated Mentorship, obviously like the free group, but I think it was just also too people who just fucking follow the movement online regardless, man. Like, dude, I see – dude, there's people who legit have the New Era Barbering logo as their profile picture. I see them liking my – I'm like, you're not even in the fucking program. And you have this as, like, your pro – yeah, it's, like, it's like legit. I'm like – I mean, it's kind of off-centered. So, it's like, whoever's doing that, make sure you center up the picture so it looks good. As I see it, I'm like, man, this looks off. What the fuck? But, I think it's I thought it was like, because afterwards I was scrolling through all the comments, like, Jesus, fuck. Y'all were just blowing it the fuck up the whole time. But, I mean, like what was, like, your thoughts even after that? Like, after, like, again, too, I guess let me start with this. What was your thoughts going into it? Did you think it was going to be, like, this OG versus young thing? Like, what did you expect it to be?
The debate you're talking about?
If you could call it that.
Okay, yeah. Shit. I thought it was going to be more of, like, a... like an argument, because it sounded like Marv was like really hurt about it, and I feel like he wanted to just speak on the industry and like why that, I wouldn't say why it's wrong, but why people can do it a different way. Like, there's obviously so many different ways that you can get to over 20k a month,
or even
15k. There's no wrong way,
yeah.
But how we want to do is work less and make more. Like, that's really like what we're trying to say here. Why wouldn't you want to do that? Why would you want to break your back and be booked out for over a month? Like, bro, I never, before I even like thought that I could get to close to 10K a month, bro, I was always $40. I was making 4K, maybe 4K.
Yeah, yeah.
Three to 4K, and I'm like, and I never even thought I could get to more than that without, like, raising it to, I don't know, $50, $60. And now it's like I'm working so much less, and I'm making double the amount, and I'm still, I don't even think I'm 50% booked out yet.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be, like, booked out for a month straight. Like, that's terrible.
Yeah, I guess, like, talk about that. Because I feel like a lot of people, like, they hear us talk about, like, oh, I don't want to be booked out. And they get all uptight. Like, why do you not want to be booked out?
Well, I feel like it doesn't really matter if you're completely booked out for the month. Because you can be booked out a day, 2 days, 3 days, or whatever in advance and still make just as much or more than someone who's booked out for a whole month straight. That's pretty much you're working a 9-to-5 when you're booked out like that, in my opinion. I've had months where I'll make like 11K, 12K, or whatever, and I wasn't booked out for even a week.
Yeah.
It didn't matter as long as I was making whatever I was making. And obviously, like, I want to make more. Some days I would only cut, like, and to be transparent, some days I would only cut, like, one or two people. And I'm like, fuck. I'll always put it back on me, though.
Yeah.
It was always me not doing enough work to get new clients in business. I don't give a shit about client retention. I care about getting new people in my business. And that was all my marketing, bro. Like, I know, like, I always have to be working on that shit.
Yeah, and I think you know, to me, like, obviously, like, it comes down to, it doesn't really matter if you're booked out, but what's the end result?
Yeah.
You can be booked out making 4K a month, or you can be 50% booked out making 12K a month. Which one are you taking? Like, I would rather take the 12K a month all day long, because then on top of that, I know I have room to even grow even further. And I think what happens a lot of times is, like, one, I think everybody who says they need to be booked out are guys who are kind of fucked themselves, like, into they no disrespect, but, like, they kind of fucked themselves with bills and responsibilities. They have to, like, keep up. They have high expenses every month, like 5-8K a month. They have to pay. And so for them, it's already stressful enough to pay that. So it's like, I better at least know I'm making this, so that way I'm not stressed out about that and I can worry about everything else. Rather than, oh, man, I'm not booked out today. Oh, my God. Like, I think I can understand that viewpoint, right? But if you don't have all those fucked responsibilities, and even if you do, like, look at some guy like Tuff. Tuff had a wife and a kid and a house and a barbershop, all those expenses, still went ahead and bet on himself to go ahead and get the thing up, right? And that he's able to, like, to reap his rewards, right? Move from fucking Vegas to Miami, to Florida. In 5 months, went from 0 to 10K a month. Incredible, right?
Yeah.
Whereas most guys, they're stuck in the same hometown for the rest of their lives because they are afraid to make that move. Because, again, they have not allowed themselves to take that risk. Business is about taking risks. Calculated risk is that, not dumb risks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess for you, man, like, look, obviously, like you're not at 20K right now. And I think that's one thing that, like, you know, a lot of the barbers will say, like, oh, like, if you can get barbers at 20K a month, like, why isn't everybody doing 20K? It's like, dude, look, shut the fuck up, right? First of all, like, if you're working out, you dumb fuck, why don't you look like C-Bum? Oh, well, like, oh, you say, like, it's like, yeah, but you want to fucking look good, right? Why don't you look like C-Bum? It's like, takes a lot of work. Same thing with 20K per month business. I know we're talking prior to this, and I've said this a lot of times too, Greg. Like, yeah, you can come in and wanting to make 20K a month, but then you find out all the things you have to say no to. You find out how locked in you have to be over how long of an extended period of time, and you start being like, whew, am I willing to give that up? Because is that goal something I want to go after? And you know what? Maybe in the short term, you might lose it a couple times. You might say, you know what? No. But you might also go ahead and come back to that goal and be like, you know what? I think I'm ready at this point in time, and you have the tools and skill sets to go to that point. For you, why do you feel like you're not at 20K a month at this moment in time yet? And what do you feel like you have to do in order to get to 20K a month?
The distractions, man. That's the main thing.
Yeah.
There's always distractions for every human being. And for me, it's like women is a distraction. Aimlessly scrolling is a distraction. Shit, even like going out, even if it's for a couple hours, like, I find myself thinking, like, damn, I could have been editing a video at this time. I could have been studying. I could have been, you know, working on myself or self-development, listening to an audiobook. Like Outwitting the Devil, I feel like that's like a really good book, man. I keep going back
especially,
to it.
Especially like for like, again, where you're at too, of like distraction wise. That's a, such a good one for distractions.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm like, fuck, dude. Like, I know I need to say no to these things, bro. Like,
yeah.
If I don't say no, it's going to keep fucking happening to me.
Yep.
Like, I need to just like learn, like, if I want to get to that 20K or 25, whatever I want to do, it's going to have to be like fully fucking locked in 100% with what I'm doing right now in the business. I feel like I find myself constantly like contemplating like, oh, should I do this? Should I go out? Should I talk to this girl? Should I don't know, go to a family party? Like, even those things, bro, you got, like, I have to constantly be like, damn, like, I want to, but I know I can't. You know what I'm saying?
And that's, like, and that's the price that, like, people have to pay to get, like, that's the price to pay. It's not just, like, do the work. It's like, you also, there's a price for admission into that realm, into that next level of business. And it's like, are you willing to pay that price? And I think a lot of people, when they realize that's the price to pay, they're like, you know what? I went from making 2K a month to 10. Now I'm at 10K a month. I don't mind just staying at this 10 to 15K or 10 to 12K. I don't really know if I want to go up to 20 plus. I think I'm good right here with my work ethic. And that's fine, right? And that's because that's what we help barbers do too. I just think overall, like, I want to make sure barbers can make more money, have more fun cutting hair, work less, not be a slave behind the chair, and have more profits overall. And along the way, if they find they want to make 20K a month and they actually apply themselves, phenomenal. We can get you there. If not, you can fall underneath there. And then again, to kind of run your business however you need to. And like, we'll continue optimizing and helping you grow.
Yeah.
I guess for you, man, I mean, there was a lot there. You said distractions, aimlessly scrolling, the women thing. Going to the women thing, man, because I think a lot of men can like relate to that overall. We all struggle, whether it be again too with women at some point in time when we're young. I know you're 31, so like obviously you've been like, you know, out into like 10 years plus of like at least being able to legally drink, go out to bars and shit like that. Like, what do you still struggle with in terms of women?
Shit. What do you mean? What do you mean?
You said what?
I mean, shit, bro. Just hanging out with them, bro. Just wasting my time. I feel like I'm wasting my time sometimes. Like, if that woman is not adding to my life or, like, bringing me, like, some kind of peace and, like, helping me in some kind of way, I feel like it's just a waste. Like, why am I just...
You want some great advice that I took for myself early on that, like, helped me out a lot? And I'm pretty sure I told you this too, right?
I would love that.
Dude, you're, like, right now... You're at the lowest level of women that you could potentially get. The lowest level. And you're struggling. You are struggling over some twos and threes. And like, get this. It's not the fact you can't pull, Greg. Like, we can all pull. But it's the fact that, like, to get an actual dime in, like, the real marketplace of, like, the world, dude, dimes are, like, a different breed. And right now, your income isn't at that level. You're not at that level. Your charisma, your status is not at that level. You're a barber who's like, again, they got some followers on Instagram, charging $150. That's not going to compete with a fucking millionaire or billionaire. I'm just sorry. So you're not going to get the tens, right? Yeah. So it's like, again, too. And here's the thing. If you're fine with the twos and threes, I'm not saying that's bad. I don't want a two or three. I don't think you want a two or three. I kind of want to go up another level and experience a different taste and different flavor. And I think if that's kind of the vibe that you have, I think everybody should understand, what the fuck are you doing wasting time on twos and threes? What the, like, again, if we're nowhere close to it, then you're like, damn, what the fuck? If you're nowhere close to a dime, which you're not, nobody is at this level. I don't give a fuck if you think she's the baddest bitch ever. You're not there because, again, too, status – and your overall what your income level is at, you're just not going to attract those type of women, right? Imagine how much higher quality of a woman you'll attract by becoming, again, too, a man of status, a man of financial power, again, to not being a barber, actually running a big business overall. Like, you can actually go ahead and attract the woman that you probably want to have and actually want to be with, who's going to be at a high level with you as well, too. You don't want, like, anybody who's low level. So, again, that's, for me, once I understood that point, I was like, fuck that, right? And I recently just went – I mean, not recently. I was – did I tell you I was celibate for well over a year?
Mm.
Yeah. I just recently broke that, but I was celibate for over a year.
That was recent.
Yeah. That, like, again, I was celibate right after I came back from Colombia. Like, because again, to like leading up to that, I was just wild in the. I felt my focus. I was talking to one of my mentors yesterday. I was wilding the fuck out, right? Drinking and shit like that, and like again, staying up late. I had my health coach. I wasn't like, even though I had a health coach, I wasn't like, you know, weekends to kind of do my thing. But I was like, man, like, I need to I want to get really focused. And like, what's my taking my focus away? I'm like, it's really just staying up with like these short term women, who serve me no purpose. Which again, too, I'm at a higher level, but still, I'm like, okay, I'm still getting like a, in the real world marketplace, maybe a 3, maybe a 5 at best, right? These aren't like 10s. I'm like, I still have a ways to go. Why am I wasting time with these women, right? And I was like, cool, why not just go ahead and be celibate for a year? Just kind of shut everything down, right? And then it was fucking amazing, honestly. It was one of the best feelings ever to like not have to worry about like, I mean, how much time goes into courting women, how much time actually goes into hanging out with them, all that other shit as well too, how you feel. I had more time to focus. It was one of like the best like decisions I made. The only reason why I broke it was because I'm dating somebody out here, not like officially, but like we're kind of seeing each other, right? It's not I mean, I probably would have kept it going otherwise, but it was like one of the best like experiences I had. And I think again too, like I'll probably even dabble with it later on. Again, maybe you go into that realm for yourself right now, dude, honestly.
Do you think that helped with like with your focus a lot?
Bro, you want to talk about focus. All it was business. Like, I'm not getting distracted by a text message on my phone. I'm not getting distracted late at night. Any time of the weekend, it's still work mode. Even though I'm like resting, I'm still thinking about work. I'm either reading, studying, everything. Honestly, you cut out women, you have so much ample time for a lot of other things. It was one of the best things I've ever done.
Damn. Yeah, that sounds fire, bro.
Yeah. Dude, just try it for like a year. Like, the hardest part is like maybe that first month. And then maybe even honestly just that first week. Like, hey, after man.
In that case, bro, I'm already celibate.
Yeah. Like, it's like that could be it too. It's like, hey, if you haven't like, you know, been active for like a month or like whatever, like, yo, like, and I'm talking celibate too, like where I wouldn't even go on any dates or nothing.
Right, yeah, I wouldn't even waste time.
Not even waste time, bro. It's like, why am I even going to waste time? Like, if there's no purpose of me doing this, I'm not going to go ahead and waste the time. I'd rather go ahead and keep on working.
Damn. That's like a cheat code right there, bro.
I'm telling you, like, when I move out to Dubai, I'll probably do the same thing, honestly.
Yeah. Bro, yeah. I was talking to, speaking of like being celibate and stuff like that, I was talking to Henry one day. We had FaceTime. I got his number through Instagram and stuff. And I don't know if anyone knows who I'm talking about, Henry Hong.
He's gonna get an interview tomorrow, actually.
He's a fucking killer, bro. I love his energy, bro. Like, he's such a cool dude. And I'm like, bro, like, I wanted to ask him, like, what helped you get to the point where you're at, bro? And he said, bro, like, to be honest, like, converting to being a Muslim.
I know he did that, yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, well, what do you mean? He was like, well, I don't talk to any women. He's like, the next woman that I talk to is going to be my wife. And I was like, holy shit. Like, so he gave me a lot of game on that. And I'm like, it kind of like just relates to like what we're talking about right now.
Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah. Like, it just helps, bro. Like, overall, it just helps clear your mind and mental energy. Like, dude, why not? Like, just try it overall, right? Yeah. 100%. You're going to be in Miami for the in-person event, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, no, Henry's gonna be out here too.
No, I can't wait to meet him.
Bro. I can't wait to meet Henry, bro. Like, that's what, like, I already know Greg and shit, but I'm like, I can't wait to meet him. I always love seeing Anna too. Shout out Anna, because Anna always is dope as fuck. But like, people, like, the new people I'm really in, like, I'm really hyped to see is gonna be M. M's a fucking savage. And then Henry.
Dog,
straight dog.
Dog. Right?
Dog. So,
who else?
Just M and Henry.
Oh, Henry. What about Cam? Is he coming?
Cam is coming. I think he is.
Bro, I love his energy too, bro.
Yeah, Cam's a funny guy, bro. He's a funny motherfucker. He annoys me sometimes because he asks like really, really like repetitive questions. He's like, I'm sorry, coach. I just love you, man. I'm like, thank you, Cam. Do the work, bro. He's such a nice guy. Like, I can't help. Like, he asks all the like redundant questions. Like, Cam, just do this, bro. Like, don't worry about this. okay, yeah. I'm just sorry, coach. I'm sorry. I'm like, it's okay.
I was just on his page earlier. I was looking at his story, and it said that he was booked out for like 2 months.
Dude, he's fucking crazy. He's just stupid. Like, yeah, like I gotta get into his head. Like he's on the Henry Hong trajectory where he might go up every 30 days in pricing. He just has that scalable of a business right now. Like yeah. Henry, like there was a 2 to 3 month time frame where we just kept on shooting Henry up by 25-50 bucks. Like yeah. shit, go up again, right? Yeah. Like keep yeah. going, bro. If it keeps working, keep going, right? Yeah. So, yeah. Who are you most excited to see? Like, and for those of you who don't know, like every year for our private clients, we do an in person event. Of course, I live in Miami, Florida now, so we're gonna have it in Miami this November. So. You know, if you are a private client at that point in time or before then, you're more than welcome to join us. But I guess, Greg, who are you most excited to meet for the first time at the in-person event?
Bro, like I said, bro, Henry. Henry is definitely like, he's just been an inspiration to me, bro. Like how fast he grew. Like,
yeah.
Well, he hasn't been in the program for like a year. And I'm like, holy shit, he blew the fuck up.
Yeah. But he's always in my messages. Like he, because the time zone thing in New Zealand, yeah. like, doesn't really work out for him, like, but he's always messaging me about things, and yeah. like that's one like I know when somebody's always talking to me about questions wise, I'm like, if somebody's always on the Q&A calls, they're locked in. If somebody's always asking me in the DM, not in the DMs, but in the school messages, they're locked the fuck in. And he's just always been that guy, always kept me locked in, dialed in, just kept on keep on working on it. Yeah. I'll tell you what, like I'm also super excited to see, like, because it's gonna be the first time, like, like I get to meet like a lot of like my employees too, like in person, because we're all remote and shit like that. So like besides the CSM, I mean, we have Sino, Zay, DeJesus. I think the only one there's Rob. We have Bolo, which I don't know if he's gonna be able to make it out, and then we just have Paris and Joey. Yeah, I mean I met most of the people actually. I think it'd just be cool to get the whole team there and like also get the team and like with everybody else. I think that's gonna be real fun to like have on as well too.
Yeah. I'm honestly like I'm really excited because it's way bigger now. Like there's a lot more people in the shit and like, a lot more people with success. So I can just like kind of like just get a little bit of insight on like what they've experienced and what helped them the most. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I guess before we start wrapping up, man, like overall, like anything else you want to kind of cover or even like ask on your end?
I did want to bring up something, bro. Like I feel like. Going back on, like, the whole, like, Marvy Marvs thing and just barbers in general, I feel like a lot of barbers, they'll say, like, oh, I'm doing it for the passion and this and that. And I'm like, if you're doing it for the passion, then why don't you just do it for free?
Yeah.
You want to be compensated for your work. You say you're an artist and this and that, but there's artists like Salvador Dali, bro. His fucking shit is, like, millions of dollars. It's worth millions of dollars. So, like, you're selling yourself short if you're charging a small amount. And you think that you're like at a top tier level, and why aren't you charging top tier prices?
Yeah, I, you know what it comes back down to for me, man. It's like a lot of barbers are like think that like, and a lot of them are good people. They want to help other people out, so that's why they keep like they say I want to keep prices reasonable. But I always try to explain to them like, you help other people by helping yourself out. How much can you help somebody else out if you don't help yourself? Meaning. Again, too, sure, you could be a good person, but if you have like $500 in a bank account and somebody has a tragic death in the family, how much can you really support them financially or help them out? You can give all the goodwill you want, but they can't pay that off in goodwill, all those bills off. But if you put yourself first, right, meaning your business, and be selfish, the byproduct that is selflessness when hard times come, when that thing comes. And also as a byproduct, what happens too, which I was phenomenally amazed about, when you start growing your own business, becoming selfish in yourself, the byproduct of that is you inspire others to become more selfish with their own business and do better for themselves, which was probably the whole point of what you want to do in the first place, right? Yeah, which is like, you have to help yourself out first if you want to help out others. It's the fucking airplane gas mask thing, right? You got to put your gas mask on before you help somebody else out. I think everybody gets it mistaken because the easy pathway is, oh, I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to be cheerful, happy, and bring good vibes. Everybody could do that. But guess what? If you have a $1 million case or $1 million worth of bills, how many people can actually take care of that? Very far and few between. I'm willing to bet everybody listening is not even capable of taking care of that. So it is in your best self-interest to be that individual, to be that leader for everybody that you want to be, not by being a good person, but by putting yourself and your business first and scaling it up. That way you can help everybody in the back end as well, too, with whatever their needs are.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true, man. I've had a client actually tell me, like, bro, you've helped me push my business forward. Like, he's a videographer, photographer, and all that. And every time I went up, he was like, fuck, bro, like, it kind of sucks, but hey, it's time to push harder. Time to push harder. Like, time to, like, level up myself so I can, like, actually, like, afford to get your haircut every, like, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever. And I'm like, damn. Like,
so you're right. It's kind of funny. It's like the same thing of what the barber industry is like, what just kind of saw. There's like majority of people will go ahead and be like, oh no, it's not possible. You can't charge that much. And a few people are like, no, I can try. Right. And it's the same thing in markets. You're going to have a lot of clients who be like, oh no, I don't want to pay that. But a select few are like, you know what? I'm going to push myself forward and I'm going to be able to get myself up to that level and be a part of your business. And you really only need 100 to 120 people every single month to make 20K a month. You don't need that many people. Right. Yeah. Like, that's the thing that people forget about. So it's like, yo, you have the people there. You can just go ahead and push it up. And again, too, it starts with you, though.
Yeah, 100%. And with the whole location matters type thing, I found that pretty funny because I've gotten so many clients that don't live in Philly.
Yeah.
They literally live New York, Delaware, Jersey, Boston, Texas, Florida, LA, like, people will literally fly in to get a haircut.
You know what that shows me, man? It shows me they don't, like, they're basically saying, I don't know how to run my business because I've never experienced that. Like, it's like, I don't know how to do what you guys are doing, and you guys are doing it so well, but because it's not happening for me, and I don't know, I'm a terrible business owner, I'm going to say it's not possible. I'm like, we're literally walking on water, right? Come on.
Bro, I'm not special. Like, honestly, I don't think anybody in the program, we're not superhumans, bro. We're not God.
Yeah.
We're all human. We all have the same 24 hours in a day. The only difference is they just don't know how to market themselves. That's it. Simple.
Yep. Yep. Cool, man. So I guess for you, like, I'm sure we're going to have another interview at some point in time, right? What can we expect from in this moment of time, from this interview to that next interview that we get with you?
What can you expect different, you said?
Yeah, like, what are you going to do differently? Make sure, like, again, too, when you come on, I'm going to accomplish this.
Oof, I want to be celibate.
Ooh, okay.
I want to be celibate. Definitely want to get to past 20K a month because that's been one of my goals since before I even started. Well, when I saw it was possible, that's when it was like, oh, that's definitely a goal of mine. I can achieve this from barbering. Me and Chris talk all the time, South Bay Chris. And he's like, bro, you can easily do that, bro. Just like, you know, we got to keep tapping in with each other. So that's helped me a lot. What else? I would definitely want to be at past 200. Because right now, bro, and I'm proud of this, bro. Like, I'm the only barber, and I think so. I'm the only barber in Philadelphia that charges $150. So I think I'm the most expensive barber in Philly. Which is, like, it's a big accomplishment, but I want to, like, make it so that, like, that gap is, like, so far. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want people to be like, damn, it's going to be impossible to catch up to this motherfucker.
Yep, exactly. You know? Exactly. All right. I mean, other than that, man, where can people find you? I mean, obviously on Instagram. What's your Instagram handle again?
At Crispy with a K _ KATS at Crispy Cats.
TikTok. Yep, and then obviously you're in Philadelphia, so anybody in the Philadelphia area, the Philly area, if you ever want to get a cut by the man himself, ask him a few questions, kind of get his insight as well. Always go ahead and book a fucking haircut with him.
Link in the bio.
The boy always laces my beard up. Greg, I appreciate you coming on. Also, I think, dude, like, fuck, we might have to do, like, one, maybe not even, like, every 6 months. We might have to do, like, one maybe every, like, couple, like, month or so. Kind of do a shit. Like, you know what would be kind of cool, honestly? If we do like a monthly check-in on here of like, what did we learn this past month? What went right for you this last month? And kind of like, you know what would be cool is like, you're trying to get the 20K, do a live, people get to see the growth month by month. What if we did that, huh? Month by month growth.
That would honestly like keep me more accountable as well.
Yeah. I mean, because dude, you got motherfuckers legit listening to your story. Why don't we fucking get that? What's today's date? The 10th? Oh, that works out perfect. Because like, I'm going to Dubai for 10 days on Saturday. I'll be there till the end of the month. We could do like in like October 10th and then November 10th, December 10th, Jan 10th. Yeah, we keep on fucking pushing, or like just around that time frame. Like, I don't know, with the second weekend of the month on the Sunday. And just do a tap and do a little recap. All right, Greg, what did we learn this month? Where we go right? Where we go wrong? And it's like kind of like it'd be cool, like get lessons like while you're actually doing it.
Yeah, I actually like that idea a lot.
Yeah. All right.
You said you're going to Dubai this weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. I gotta find my passport for the end of the month? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what's up.
Yeah. Yeah. So it'll be fun, man. Because again, I want to move out to Dubai, so it's like. There's an event going on out there that I'm going to go to, but like also too, like I'm going to scout for places. Like even though I just got to Miami, like I'm always like, what's the next thing? And the opportunity came up. I'm like, fuck it. Like, you know, I get an opportunity to go out to Dubai. I'm going to fucking take it. Right.
Your first time.
Yeah. First time.
Damn. That's fire.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So cool, man. Other than that, you guys can expect Greg to be on at least once a month. Go ahead and go over his like trials and tribulations of what he's learning currently in the marketplace, what he's seeing as well too, until he gets 20K a month. So Greg, just be ready for that. And, I'm sure we'll get there in due time, but, now you got some pressure on yourself, big boy, right?
Yeah. I'm ready to lock the fuck in.
Lock the fuck in and fuck up the industry. Appreciate y'all again too. If you guys fuck with this episode, make sure you go ahead and share this with one friend. And then with other than that, I'll see you guys in the next podcast. Cool.